Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lots of development in North Texas today when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic. We have team coverage for you, starting with KRLD's Austin York, who says the TEA is now out with guidelines for students to return to school this fall.
The Texas Education Agency guidelines will give parents the option of sending their kids to school or have them learn remotely. Parents will be able to choose remote learning for their children initially or at any point as the year progresses. Superintendent Dr. Marcelo Cavazos with the Arlington ISD says he applauds giving parents a choice.
The fundamental issue, though, is that if a large number of parents choose the face-to-face option, that begins to complicate the safety protocols, specifically in relation to social distancing.
He worries about students that choose to stay home not having the adequate equipment. In addition, the TEA says all students, teachers, staff, and visitors will be screened before being allowed on campus. Also, masks will be required while in school buildings. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we have all the new guidelines issued by the state on our website, krld.com.
A lot of disappointment over the news that the State Fair of Texas is canceled.
News of the cancellation hit like a thunderbolt to fairgoers and to youth who compete in livestock shows across the state and to the local economy of North Texas. A $400 million impact removed. Carissa Condoyanis.
This is the first time since World War II in our 134-year history that the fair has been canceled. I believe that's more than 75 years now since it's been canceled. So, you know, this decision is felt far beyond the loss of our annual celebration.
The State Fair Board is still trying to develop a way to hold livestock shows to let the thousands of rural students compete for prizes and scholarship money. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In 2017, there was a study that claims the fair brings in an annual economic impact of around $410 million to about $499 to the area. SMU economist Mike Davis says it's not just the money that will be missed.
The non-monetary impacts are what's more important. The State Fair of Texas really is part of our lives, especially if you're here in Dallas. It just happens in the fall. It's just, even if you don't go every year, it's part of who we are.
Last year, the fair drew 2.5 million people, and it's not uncommon on peak days for the fair to draw more than 200,000 people.
506, the decision to cancel the state fair is going to have an impact on some businesses near Fair Park. Michael Lieberman's the co-owner of the Pizza Lounge. He says that the fair does bring new potential customers.
The fair brings down a lot of people that do not normally come to Fair Park, and so it's pretty exciting when they get to see our pizza lounge here, and then usually when they revisit the area in the future, they tend to stop in.
He says they're going to miss new visitors to the neighborhood. He supports the decision to cancel the state fair to stop the spread of coronavirus.
The cancellation of the state fair isn't just a bummer for fairgoers. It's also a huge hit for vendors. Christy Rapallo is with Bernie's Funnel Cakes.
We are very fortunate as far as being concessionaires. The State Fair of Texas is all that we do. We don't go to other fairs or other events, so we're going to be fine throughout this. It's some of our other friends that's all they do is events that have really struggled this whole year.
She says she's heartbroken, but certainly understands the decision. Rapallo has worked the fair for more than 50 years, and she is the daughter of Fernie. She says this year will be really difficult, but the fair made the right decision.
On this day, the state hits a grim record for the first time. More than 10,000 cases of coronavirus reported in one day.
Now, meanwhile, a record in Tarrant County.
There are 757 new coronavirus cases today, along with 10 new deaths. Tarrant County now has a total of 15,585 cases and 248 deaths. Addressing the Commissioner's Court meeting this morning, Public Health Director Whitney Tanasia says the virus is becoming more community spread.
There are facility clusters still happening. But the total is now dropped to about 20% of the total number of cases. At the peak of all of this, we were at about 34% facility-related outbreaks.
Hospital beds in the county are at almost 68% capacity, with one-third of all ventilators in use. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas County, another 1,077 people tested positive. Nine more have died. The judge, Clay Jenkins, says most of the people that did die didn't have any other conditions. Victims range from 60s to their 90s.